The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Braisa Anomen Beis tells us something about the Teshlumen of the Korbanos of Shavuos, but it, as a result, teaches us the Mahus of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, some interesting halacha ramifications that again Bizman Hazeh, which has nothing to do with Korbanos. The Braisa Anomen Beis says, Tisfru Chamishim Yoim, it's one of the psukim of the Chiyuv of Sviras Oyim, Tisfru Chamishim Yoim. So the Braisa says, Tisfru Chamishim Yoim v'kadesh atzeres. Loshen, there's two psukim on Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos Tisfru L'chol Mehochel Chemesh B'Komo. That's the pasuk that talks about counting weeks. And that talks about Mehochel Chemesh B'Komo, the Korban Ha'oimer, which is what we count, Ha'yoim Yoim Echod Lo'imer, Shteyom Lo'imer. That's a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. In Parshas Emor, the pasuk says, Tisfru Chamishim Yoim Mimochros HaShabos. That's more. Mimochos HaShabbos means the day of after Yetzias Mitzrayim until Shavuos. It's more related to the days. That's the chiyuv of counting days. So the Braisa on the Beis says on the pasuk Tisbru Chamishim Yom V'Kadosh Atzeres, the day of Shavuos, the kedusha of the day of Shavuos is an outgrowth of the being the 50th day. Tisbru Shavuos, the other pasuk that we brought, Shiva Shavuos Tisba L'chol. V'kadesh, the Braisa says, V'kadesh Shavuos, count the weeks, and be V'kadesh the 8th week. The 8th week? Shavuos is only one day. There's no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. If anything, the Ramban says in Parshas Emor that the Yemei Svira have a certain amount of Kedusha. It's like Chol HaMoed of Pesach, like there's seven weeks, or Chol HaMoed Pesach, days to create the environment of Kedusha's Pesach that brings us to a state of Matan Torah, to Shavuos. But what does it mean to be Mekadosh the week of Shavuos? On that, the Gemara dashes, the Braisa Anomen Beis, that there's a week L'Tashlumim, even though Shavuos is only one day, but there's a week of Tashlumim of Karbonis, the same way in Pesach and Sukkis, the whole week was Royal Lava as Karbonis. Shavuos also, there's a Kedusha on the whole week. Interesting, Yerushalayim, the Minhag is not say Taklu, the whole week of Shavuos. Not just because it's days you can bring a Karbon. What does that have to do with me? In the year 2014, Yesen Tachmanat. The whole week, there's a Chalos of Kedusha Shavuah on the whole week of Shavuot. So a thought comes to mind, interesting, on this in Lithuania, in the yeshivas, the second day Shavuot was always commemorated as the Yortzeit of the Ger Tzedek Avrom ben Avrom, with the Goins, the Vilna Goins said tremendous things on the level of Kedusha that was achieved when the Ger Tzedek, when Avrom ben Avrom gave his life, al Kiddush Shmo Yisborach, the Neshamas of the Tanoim and Amiroim came down to Malavahim. There were tremendous Ketrugim on Klai Yisrael, that when his battle was a tremendous time of Kedusha. And that was always the song that was sang by Avrom ben Avrom, the Ger Tzedek, on the way to the way to be burnt at the stake, was sung in the yeshivas, the Nigin of Ashreinu Matoyim Chalkeinu Manoim Goraleinu. On that same day, historically, the second Yeshua, 1749, the year 1749, on that day was born Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the one who was the Moiser, the preserver of Shalshalas Torah in Lithuania, the one who gave the Torah of Litter, it's Tzura for all time, and he's our Rebbe, the father of all yeshivas, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Sefer Ben, is called Avi Yeshivas, for all time. His birthday was on the second day Shavuos. That week was the week of Kedusha of Shavuos. His bris was on the day of Yud Dalet Sivan. That's also the day of his Yortzeit. Tzadikim are either born and Niftar on the same day. Some Tzadikim are born and Niftar on the day of the Bris Milah, because the Bris Milah is the being reborn. I'm just pointing this out. V'yachas to the week after Shavuos as being one hemshich of the Kedusha of Shavuos. So, well, getting back to what we're talking about in terms of the Braisa, that there's two different dinim. There's the Kedusha of the Yomim, there's the Kedusha of the Shvuos. Both are dinim in Shvuos. The Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Ramah, Alpi this Sugi, is that there's two distinct mitzvahs of Sviris Oimim. There's a mitzvah of Tisbu Chamishim Yoim, there's a mitzvah of Shiva Shvuos Tisbalacha, and this is very much in consonance with the Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara says that Bezman Hazeh Mitzvah Sviris Oimim is Dera Bonon, because there is no Karban Oimim. It's only Zeichel Amigdosh. And the Gemara says, because of that, the Amoira Meimar, his Shita, we don't pass in that way, but his Shita was Mimni Yoimi, since it's only Zeichel Amigdash, he counted Mimni Yoimi Veloy Shvuos. Why? If you wanted to count, count. Count the way it was counted, this May Beis Amigdash. Poshut. The mitzvah of Yomim is not an outgrowth of the Korban Oimi. That the Torah expresses in terms of the day after Pesach. The mitzvah of Shiva Shvuos Tisbelecha Mehocha Chemish Bakoma, that's an outgrowth of the Korban Oimim that he didn't count, because there's no Korban Oimim Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam, however, holds not like Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambam. The Rambam is clear, mitzvah say Kuf Samech Aleph, that there is on the long Arichus in the Rambam. The Rambam says there's only one mitzvah of Sviris Oimim, Yoimi Shvuah, it's all one mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Shitosoi, says very interesting. He says it's mamish like tefillin. The same way there's tefillin shel roish, tefillin shel yad, both go together. They're two parts of the same mitzvah, but each one is a separate mitzvah. We, Ashkenazim, make a broch on each one distinctly. His memela, he holds that there's taka two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that there's one mitzvah. Mimni yomi, mimni shu, it's all one mitzvah. The Balamor has a different shita, it's a chiddush, that the mitzvah of Shavuos is not part of the counting every day. The way we understand the Rambam, there's two ways to define, let's say, Lag BaOmer, there's two ways to define the 33rd day. One way is the number of days, one way is in terms of the week. It's one mitzvah. There's two ways, there's two parts of the mitzvah, two ways of expressing the same thing. Today is the 33rd day, or today is 4 weeks and 5 days. But they're both the same thing. 4 weeks and 5 days is the same thing as 33. Or we could say there's two mitzvahs. There's counting the weeks, counting the days. The Balamor is mechadish, that the mitzvah of counting the weeks, there's no point counting the week in the middle. One counts day number one, day number two, day number three, so on. We're going to get to day number seven. One counts day number seven, that's one mitzvah. And one counts a separate counting of the weeks by saying today is 1 week. And every week he counts one time. That we don't hold of, obviously. Rabbeinu Ephraim is another shita that's brought in Rishonim, that after we get to 7 days, we count only the counting of Shavuos. That's another way. Meaning, say, Rabbeinu Ephraim certainly holds that it's one mitzvah. He says, from the fact that Torah talks about counting weeks, that means that one can count days, but the real way of counting is weeks, and therefore, when one gets to 7 days, one counts only 1 week. And if it's day 14, if it's day 8, one doesn't say today is the 8th day. Today is a week and 1 day. That's the proper way of counting days. The day, when there's no week, then you count only days. 3 days, you can't count a day. That's why the Torah talks about counting 50 days. That's mamish vaket in the Balamor. The Balamor seems to be clear that there's two different mitzvahs. The Beis HaLevi has a famous Shtikl Torah where he talks about, you know, we have the Halacha that according to Shitas HaBahag, that all 49 days seem to be one mitzvah, so if one misses 1 day, one counts without a bracha. Whether that's the pshat in the Bahag, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, that's all one mitzvah, I just want to say a different pshat, that each day is a separate mitzvah, we can make a bracha. Hare, we make a bracha every day, but the pshat is that counting, one has to count 1 day after another. If you miss 1 day, the counting is messed up. Therefore, you're not doing a mice of counting kaseidah. Not because each day is all part of one big ma'aseh mitzvah, but because the count is mixed up. But the Beis HaLevi has a discussion about missing 1 day. According to the Balamor, one would not be missing Harei Lechosa Minyan HaShvuos. One would not be missing the Minyan HaShvuos. So according to the Balamor, if you miss 1 day, you could still mean say like this. The counting of the week is a distinct mitzvah. So according to the Balamor, even if you would hold like the Bahag, the missing 1 day counts, messes up the count of the days, but if he misses day number 13, it has nothing to do with counting the weeks. He counted day number 7, 14, 21, 28. So it would be only if one would miss day number 14 and not count 2 weeks, then he wouldn't be able to make a bracha on day number 21 and counting the weeks. But again, we don't pass him like the Balamor. The Or Sameach in Tmid in Perek Zayin has Narichus on the Shita that we said, the Ramah with Rabbi Yeruchim, that the two psukim, one of counting days, one of counting weeks, is two distinct mitzvahs. And he says, very interesting, he says in Parashat Emor, the day of Shavuos is called Chag HaAtzeres. Yom Chamishim is called Chag HaAtzeres. In Parashat Re'eh, it's called Chag Shavuos, which fits. The Atzeres is the finale of the 49 days. Finale, let's say by Sukkot, Atzeres is the last day, Shemini Atzeres. It's the finale. The finale in terms of Pesach, the preparation. Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. One prepares like the Sefer Chinuch points out in the mitzvah of Sfiras Ayinu, is to count and prepare ourselves after Yetzias Mitzrayim, beginning the Torah. The Atzeres, the finale, the finish of that whole process. The same way, the finish of the whole process of Sukkot is on Shemini Atzeres. The finish of the whole process of Yemei Pesach and Yemei Sfiras Ayinu is on Shavuos. It's called Atzeres. Atzeres means finale, that which gathers the tachlus of all the days. Atzeres Tiyelochem. Parshas Re'eh, we're talking about the cheshbon of the weeks. In terms of the cheshbon of the weeks, it's called Chag Shavuos. It's always a point that's curious. Why is Shavuos called al shem the weeks that one counts? Shavuos, he's saying, is only one aspect of it. Yoim Matan Teresenu is the more that Teres part. The Chag Shavuos is a separate thing. We count the weeks. It's a separate Yom Tov in terms of the weeks. He brings the Mishnah in Boit Kotan Daf Yutes with Lezo Oimer. Kishachor Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Kishavis Lagabe Avelus Kishachor Beis HaMikdash. There's no week of Yom Tov of Shavuos. All there is one day. In the times of Beis HaMikdash they were Karbonis, so the whole week was a Zman of Simcha. So Mimei Atzeres was Mafsik Avelus. The Shita of Rebbe Lezer, we don't pass in a way, we hold that Shavuos is Mafsik Avelus, like any other Yom Tov, like Pesach, like Rosh Hashanah, like anything. Mashenkin, Rebbe Lezer holds that Tzeres lives like Shabbos. An oval goes out, he doesn't prav Avelus, but it's also not because it's not Mafsik, because from Chum Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Mitzius of Shivas Yomim. He says the whole Chag Shavuos, that the week is a week of Yom Tov, is an outgrowth of the carbon. Like we said, the pasuk says Shiva Shavuos Tisbalacha Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma. The commemoration of the carbon and the carbon of the carbonus of Shavuos, that week of Yom Tov that's Mapsik Avelus, because it's in place of the week of Avelus, is only true with Man Beis HaMikdash. Masha'en Kein Bizman Hazeh, all we have one day that's an Atzeres Tiyelochem. That's not more than Shabbos. That's not a week of Yom Tov. It's not Mapsik Avelus. One doesn't prav Avelus on that day, but it's not Mapsik Avelus. One would sit back down Shiva after that day. Another expression of this chilik, of there being a dual role of Shavuos, finds expression. There's a Dvar Pella, a sheet of Rabbeinu Hillel, the Sifri, the Medrash, the Halacha Medrash of Parshas Bamidbar, has a Pirush Rabbeinu Hillel. It was first published by Rabbi Yitzchok Kutler, the Pachad Yitzchok, in the 1930s, from an old manuscript. And there's a lot of Chidushim over these. One of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hillel, was reached in the 1200s. And Rabbeinu Hillel says over these, Medayik in the Loshon the Pasuk, where on the one hand the Pasuk that we quoted, Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Chola Mehochel Chemesh Bakoma, over there the Torah says, Beloshon Tisbar Lecho. In Parshas Emor, the Torah says, Usfartim Lochem. What's Lecho, what's Lochem? Lochem means every single one of you. Kol Echod Ve'echod. Lecho is Beloshon Yochid, because the Chiddush Rabbeinu Hillel says is that it's incumbent on the Bezdin. The same way there's a Chiddush, Bezdin is Mekadesh, Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin is Mekadesh Shemitah. Bezdin is Mekadesh Yovel. Bezdin is Mekadesh the week. In the week aspect, the Shiva, not week, W-E-A, the week, W-E-E, the Shavua aspect of Shavuos is a Chiddush for Bezdin to be Mekadesh. Why? Because that's a Din Al HaKlal. Like we said, that has to do with the Karbonus. There's a week of Shavuos that's Chal. Karbonus is a Chavis HaKlal. That Bezdin was Mekadesh. Bezdin was Mekadesh. Masha'ing in the Pasuk of Chamishim Yoim Tisfru Lochem, That is everybody's personal Kabbalah Torah. It's on a personal level, one counts 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's the avodah of that's not the korban. That's not the Klal Yisrael celebration of the seventh. The seventh has to be niskadosh, like by Shemitah, by Yovel, all seven and eighth. That's niskadosh. The eighth week is niskadosh. The eighth year, the eighth cycle of Shemitah is niskadosh. It's all the same idea. The Rabban talks about it in several places. The Maral in many places talks about it on a symbolic level, on a deeper level. But the 50 days is days, that's the tkufa, that every single person has a kedushas hamayadim of Pesach, nimshach tol shvuas, then that's a mitzvah that's incumbent on kol yochid v'yochid. That's a fascinating chiddush that he learns after the law, but it's mamish to what we're saying. That's there's two distinct chiyuvim. In the Zohar HaKadosh, says, in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Emor, says that we'll just say over Bekitzer, Shaloi Lefi Erkenu, says that Sfirus Ha'omer is a Bechina, is a symbolic expression of an Isha Hamitaheris Labailo, famous Pashem, a Klal Yisrael prepares Ki Isha to come to her husband. Klal Yisrael prepares to be Toivul itself in the Meme HaTorah, to be Nitayev in the Skadish from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. That the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parashas Emor. The Zohar HaKadosh someplace else says that Sfirus HaOmer has no shaykes to Noshim. Sfirus HaOmer, women can count, but women are not mechuyev to count. Sfirus HaOmer, Zohar HaKadosh says, is not shaykes to women. How do we understand that if the symbolic meaning of counting is ki isham tehez labayla, it should be, if anything, more of a mitzvah women? Ma'odi tochim, as I state, is one of the Kabbalah svarim, is the Siddur of Kopel, one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem, says over there that there's taka two different parts of Shavuos. That there's the Shavuos in terms of the 7 weeks, and there's the Shavuos in terms of the 50 days. The Soisim is not Mefarish, but it would seem that there's two different on a deeper level, it's talking to different shavuos, but it's not much the way we're saying in the Moed Yitzchak, there's a mitzvah of counting days, there's a mitzvah of counting weeks. One of them is a hachona of that zdeim l'yisham teres l'bailo. One of them is a separate union of preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, 50 days. One of them is yeah, one of them is not. Of Azay State, that there's two separate mitzvahs, and this is very much what we're saying. There's two psukim, there's two inyonim. There might be two mitzvahs, there might not be two mitzvahs. There might be one mitzvah might be on Bezdin, one mitzvah might be on Kol Yochid V'Yochid, but like we're saying, there may be not every day has to be counted the days and the weeks, the Shittas of Balamor. This is just some of the toitzois of this brisa that we have by us, which is really brought down in terms of there being an expression of Shavuos, the week of Shavuos. The week of Shavuos and the day of Shavuos, which is the 50th day, might be two separate inyonim. They happen to find this, obviously, it's not mamish to and yonim. They find expression the same day, the same kedusha, but it's two different aspects of the same thing. Like we're saying, on a deeper level, one might be shaykh specifically to noshim, more so to noshim, and one might not be al pi kabbalah shaykh to noshim. Two different dinim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.